Tommy and Sparky have been going at it for 3 hours, but haven't crashed and burned yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time for the guys to reset the big topics from today's big show and let you pick a lane.
Pick a Lane, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Anthony Mandela producing, Rami Makhlouf on vacation for the rest of the week. He'll be back on a Green and Gold Monday after the Packers play the Falcons coming up on Sunday. All right, Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane. It's pretty simple. If you've listened to the show before, you know how it works. I give you the top topics of the day. You pick which one you want to talk about, and you call in. It's really that simple. The right lane today, what did you make of the Winston Moss firing? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. The left lane, what changes are you hoping to see from the Packers coming up on Sunday? 414-799-1250. Leroy Butler, what did you make of the Winston Moss firing?
Well, I thought it was untimely, but at the same time, misery loves company, and he was fired because of that tweet. That tweet just kind of made people read between the lines. We've had calls all day, and everybody kind of agreed on it. I would have rather them just say, hey, man, he broke team rules, and we're going a different direction. And I mean, but to say all these good things about him, then to say he's not a good fit, he's been up there forever. I mean, and he was very loyal to Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy made him an associate head coach, whatever that is. Maybe he got a,
whatever that is.
I mean, remember that 1 year they had associate head coach and they had assistant head coach? Yep. It was Tom Clemens. I'm like, this
everybody's
is
got a million coaches now.
Because McCarthy's so loyal to his guys.
Yes.
He pays all his guys good money. So these guys feel like, hey, man, you're getting rid of my boss. You know, deuces, I'm out of here. I mean, he could have did it a better way, but whenever, what's a parting shot, you know? When you break up with your girlfriend, you don't just tweet, you don't just release all the videos out for people to look at. You just walk away. But I think for the most part, would you say something on that?
Some guys do.
You did that before?
And I didn't say I did. I said some guys do.
You must have did it before, Steve. It's okay. Tell us. No one's listening.
I'm pretty sure some guys do. Yeah. And girls, for that matter.
Girls definitely do it.
Yeah.
Guys need it, though. So I don't think it shocked nobody, Steve. I really don't. I don't think it shocked anybody. Once you read that tweet to me, see, I didn't know. You and Gary knew, but he was trying to tell me. You know how he talks sign language to me, but only black people know what they're talking about when me and him do a lot of black talk stuff. But I ain't. He was doing the Muskego black talk. That's different.
That's different than yours.
Yeah. I don't know.
Which is the Oak Creek black talk.
Right.
Right.
But now you get
two different suburbs.
Yeah. I didn't know what he was saying, but when you say, hey, I don't know if this Winston Moss, but I'm going to read it. I said, Steve doesn't have a blue check. You said
no,
but you did some
and
research.
He said, I don't know if you should read it.
I don't know if you should read it, but I was like, okay, this is somebody that's probably saying, in a nutshell, I need to say, this needs to be said, and they fired him. So, and we had Joe Philbin on talking about him, you know, as far as, you know, the firing of him, and then people start speculating on social media whether or not they believe him or not. So, I don't think it was surprising, but I think it was surprising. You know what I'm saying? The McCarthy thing just brought everything to a halt.
Would have made more sense to fire McCarthy last week after the Vikings game. And then if Rodgers flips the switch and you get a bump, now you still have a chance to make the playoffs and run the table.
Well, you said he should have traded him to Cleveland when the traded deadline.
I would have done that, yes.
We'd have got something.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you get nothing.
You get Nathan Jones. That was, yeah. Black folks say Nathan Jones.
You get absolutely nothing. So, from that perspective, he's now going to sit at home for the rest of the month, as is Winston Moss. Winston Moss is going to wait for Mike McCarthy to get hired somewhere.
Yeah.
And then follow Mike McCarthy wherever Mike McCarthy goes.
Can McCarthy get $10, $12 million?
Right. I mean, if it's Cleveland, if it's wherever, whoever has a job opening, and McCarthy decides to go.
Do you really think it'll be like that 1 year they had eight openings, seven or eight? That was almost embarrassing.
It's all going to depend on who everybody thinks the available pool is. If Jim Harbaugh's in the available pool, if John Harbaugh's in the available pool, if Lincoln Riley's in the available pool, if Urban Meyer puts himself in the available pool for the NFL.
Oh, what a quitter. Yep.
Okay? I mean, if you start talking about some of these guys we're talking about, putting these guys into the pool, now all these guys who have coaches that they're, how many other guys are there?
There's like six or seven. I can get me a name guy to put on billboards and sell and get this fan base to believe in me again.
See, you caught up on that name, Brent. I like
so are owners.
I want Joe Lombardi.
So are owners. Owners are
we
too,
got
Leroy.
No owner. My owner actually is my neighbor. He got a certificate, stock certificate.
Well, Murphy's acting like an owner. You may say he's not the owner, but he sure the hell is acting like an owner.
Steve, what's he going to say at the stockholders meeting next year?
Oh, you think there's going to be a stockholders meeting next year?
Yeah, because we're about to do another sale, allegedly. Because people get a chance to ask questions, and they're just a little worried.
I'm waiting for that to go. I'm waiting for that to go away.
What? Why?
That's going to.
That's why we're the best.
Call my shot now. That's going to go away eventually.
How can we survive?
Because it's a waste of time.
We're the only team.
They don't care what y'all think.
Yeah, they do.
The paper makes no damn sense that you spent $250 on whatever else.
I hope Bart's not listening.
They don't want to hear about it. I'm telling you, that whole stockholders thing is going to go away.
No, it's not.
Watch.
Bart's crying right now on the radio.
And in its place.
I signed trillions of those things.
But write this down. In its place.
Write this down.
They'll have one gigantic gala dinner that they'll charge everybody like $100 for to make more money off these Packer stockholders.
No.
You'll only be able to come in for stockholder, but it's $100 a person.
You're going to do another stock sale, and I bet you it'll be sold out. You'll make $280 million.
And they'll give Leroy like $20,000 to show up and talk to everybody.
Hey, I'm there.
Sign some autographs.
I'll take five, Steve.
Right. Now all of a sudden you're on board with this idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me hear that some more.
Right. And there's going to be no more Q&A with Murphy.
Let me hear that some
right.
more. I like this idea.
No more Q&A with all these guys. The high positions, all that's going to be done. They'll have some big gala dinner. They'll bring back former players to speak at the dinner and take pictures, and that'll be the end of it.
You know what? You may be. Hey, that, you never,
that's
you
how
can't
the
rule it out.
And then they can make more money off
Gary
of it.
Hey, Leroy. Said the Packer way is gone. So
that's
it's
done.
Leroy.
What's that, Mandela?
You think they notice if you send me in your place and only charge them $1,000?
I think
you do look a lot alike.
Just saying.
You do look a lot alike.
Except I don't speak Oak Creek black. I speak East Side white, so that might throw them off.
Oh, my God. East Side white. Oh, my God.
I thought Rami wasn't here. That's my guy.
Oh, my God.
But I don't wear glasses, though. And I don't live in a phone booth.
Get you some.
No, you don't live in a phone booth like Mandela. Hey, so the right lady is, what did you make of Winston Moss
allegedly
firing? 414-799-1250. The left lane, what changes are you hoping to see from the Packers on Sunday?
Aaron Jones getting the ball 20 times. I want to see Jimmy Graham down the middle. Devontae Adams get 10 targets but connect on all 10. And I want to see St. Brown and 83 and 19. I want to see these guys back at it. I don't need you even messing with anything else.
Right.
Or give it to Cobb or somebody. Look, go back to what you looked like 5-6 years ago.
If that all happens.
Yes.
Everything.
It is catch-22.
Everything
right.
You say,
right?
Right? They checkbox. Checkmark.
I'm saying
checkmark,
you're right before
checkmark, checkmark,
you
checkmark, checkmark. Everything happens. Rod Jones gets more carries than he's had all year.
Yes.
He doesn't mess a throw to Devontae Adams all day long.
Right.
The rookie receivers look the best they've looked. Jimmy Graham has a day down the middle of the field.
Yes.
And they whoop the Falcons.
Yes.
What are you going to say on Monday?
I'm going to say, hey, man, the Packers still in the playoffs. Because everybody in this division may lose again.
You better keep my microphone off my Monday if all that crazy crap happens right now.
But see, Aaron is just going to look at you, and he's going to look down. I know you look at his notes. And he's going to look in the camera and say, man, y'all shut up, media. Y'all don't know nothing about what's going on up here.
And he shouldn't care.
No.
He shouldn't care.
No.
I don't. Aaron Rodgers shouldn't care what anybody on TV
Thank
says,
you.
What anybody on the radio says.
Thank you.
He shouldn't read the newspapers.
Nope.
You,
Twitter.
Right. You live in your bubble with Danica. Hopefully she doesn't crash it. And go from there.
I like that, Steve.
Yeah.
I like that.
They make it crash
the
bubble.
I don't think she's ever crashed.
Be her.
She?
Huh?
She's never crashed.
Never crashed what?
In the, going around the little track thing.
Danica?
Yeah.
Not one of the cleanest drivers ever.
Oh, well, see, okay then. That's what he needs. Somebody say you need an A-lister to play better.
I'm being sarcastic. She crashed every race. Hey, Brooke Lennon Sheets, you spent
a third
of your life in Sheets.
Mandela, get this guy out of here, man.
This holiday season is a great time for a betting upgrade for you or a loved one. Brooke Lennon Sheets named the winner of the Best of Online Betting category by Good Housekeeping. And they're the winner of the Sparky Award for Best in Online Betting,
No award.
Hey, man.
What's going on
The Sparkies.
Here?
Stay tuned, right? Best.
I'm going to throw up in my mouth and re-swallow it.
I did that last night. Best of online betting category by Good Housekeeping. 30,000 five-star reviews, more than any other online betting category. You get into these sheets, cozy, comfy, keep you warm in these cold winters here in Wisconsin. You wake up the next day, providing your two-year-old doesn't do stuff all over your sheets, and you feel rested and refreshed and the whole deal.
Them sheets are too nice. You can't throw up on the sheets.
No. Make a grown man cry. Brooklinen works directly with manufacturers.
Works a grown man.
Directly with customers. Ooh, no middlemen. Who?
Logan.
Devlin. Meaning, that's the 14-year-old. Meaning they can give you five-star hotel quality sheets that are affordable and easy to order.
He's not my little Logie anymore. He's huge.
Yes. Their super fast shipping makes sure that you can get your holiday gifts right on time. So if you're looking for sheets for someone close to you, Brooklinen. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving you an exclusive offer just for Big Show listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Sparky, S-P-A-R-K-Y, at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Sparky at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code Sparky. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Wendy's.
I'm telling you, Mike McCarthy went through a drive-thru and got in 14 double stacks and just went home and just laid down in his... Dude. His drawers and a tank top and just eating. Just
telling you right now, time. I have not had anything to eat all day. I've not had breakfast. I have not had lunch. I've had a Pepsi. That's what I've had today. I am thinking I'm going to Wendy's and getting four double stacks for myself tonight, a fry and a Frosty. That's what I'm thinking. Dude, I am starving.
Oh, my goodness.
And Wendy's.
They still got that fries thing going on?
I think so.
Yeah, you could eat good for right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Yeah, for about $3 or $4, you can go there and just show out.
Dude, I'm so hungry.
Is Rami still going to do that with his comedy night and all that?
What? Is his comedy night tonight?
Yeah, that's tonight, right?
Yeah, he's still.
He gets drunk and then eats Wendy's or whatever.
Whiskey Bar, the open mic. Oh, this is great. Dude, I'm promoting his stupid thing.
Yeah, he should text it to
Whiskey
us.
Bar is his open mic tonight like normal. Yeah. But they're having a special show that's not an open mic, that actual comics, not just anybody getting in front of a microphone.
Right.
And that's coming up next Friday, I think it is. Or is it this Friday? I don't know.
Tweet it. Last Friday.
Tweet, no. No.
Sure?
Tweet, Rami is tweeting. At Rami is tweeting and ask Rami yourself.
Yeah,
if you
wake
want
him
to
up.
But
if
tonight,
you live in
though,
Bellevue.
The open mic is happening tonight, though, at Whiskey Bar. So you can go see Rami tonight. Even though he's on vacation, he's just sitting at home like he normally does on vacation. Okay, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. What did you make of the Winston Moss firing by the Green Bay Packers? That's the right lane, the left lane. What changes are you hoping to see from the Packers on Sunday? So this is my thing. They continue to rotate through this roster and continue to add guys, right? So they added a couple more guys today. They put Kevin King on IR today. Carson, the running back, they put him on IR. They had Jamerson, the former DB safety from the Badgers off the Texans roster. They had a DE, defensive end, from the Oakland Raiders too. This pretty much right now, Leroy, is them running through guys, A, so they can actually play the football game, and B, kind of a tryout a little bit for Murphy and these guys to see if there's anybody they may want to bring in next year to training camp.
Yeah, they could take a look at these guys, but if you go back to the firing of Mike McCarthy, how arrogant of you to fire me when you got Pleasant playing safety, you sign him on Tuesday, and you got another makeshift safety, Thompson, but only back there. And I mean, no one's playing in their proper
position. Well, Campbell, they brought him in a couple weeks ago. He's on IR. He's done.
Yeah, I mean, Campbell, you're right.
Yeah, he's done for the year.
Right. You brought him in there to play against Arizona, and then you brought a couple of other guys, and there's so many injuries. I don't have much of the starters, and you got the nerve to fire me? And they're going to be like, because you lost to a team that was horrible, that won two games, and it was both of them was against San Francisco, a team that actually came to Lambeau Field and played you tough. San Francisco. So they needed a change. So you need to see something out of them, because I'm sure they didn't play inspiring football, but Arizona did for whatever reason. They were seemed to be more fired up, more into it, and seemed to think that they wanted to change things. And the Green Bay Packers thought, well, you know, the weather's cold.
It's snowing.
Team, it's snowing. and we got Aaron Rodgers. You can't say that anymore. You got to say, hey, listen. Because I'm going to tell you something. Every time I looked over at Brett's locker and saw him getting dressed, I knew we had a chance of winning. When I saw Reggie White getting dressed, I knew we had a chance of winning. And that's how it works. It doesn't. You don't just go out there and expect to win. Because it is even any given Sunday, you can't lose if you're not ready to play.
Who did the Cardinals look at?
Hey, man, I don't know.
Who did they look at and go, oh, we got a chance to win today? David Johnson? Maybe.
And it wasn't even David Johnson. It wasn't even David Johnson.
It wasn't even David Johnson. Nope. Sure wasn't.
Well, Muskego probably would have played him a little bit tougher.
Stop. Hey, yeah. Bucks play tonight against the Pistons. Pick a Pro Hoops postgame show tonight after the Bucks and the Pistons.
Oh, we eating for free.
And let me tell you something. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Yeah. I can't wait that long. I'm going to have to go get food during the game. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's, get yourself a medium drink, and then either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger. Those are
Give
really
me that
good
chili, cuz.
Yeah, chili and the junior bacon cheeseburgers are really good. So don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. So if the Bucks beat the Pistons tonight, 24 hours to go
Which
to any
will.
Participating Wendy's, purchase a medium drink, and get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger only at Wendy's. Up next, hear from Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who spoke earlier today. And this should be fun. Time now for Anthony Mandela. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on 105.7 FM. The Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Anthony
play that Sunday?
Mandela. Jump around? Yeah. After Rodgers throws his fourth touchdown, probably.
Stop it.
Yeah. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, he talked to the assembled media earlier today. Aaron wasn't there for the fourth preseason game.
Aaron Rodgers, the man.
Why wasn't Aaron at the fourth preseason game?
Why didn't he need to be there?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Why?
He's had a great year. Clearly doesn't need any practice.
Yeah.
He's Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
You guys, I always
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. But we'll see just how good Aaron Rodgers is on Sunday now, won't we?
Aaron Rodgers, the man, dog.
Oh, he's going to play like the man on Sunday.
And I expect that. I expect
so
that.
So do I.
Yeah, I expect it.
We both expect it for different reasons, but
I'm going to blow your phone up, though, if he throw over 45 passes.
I'm going to blow your phone up when Aaron Rodgers gets 8 carries and he throws for like 500 yards and has like a huge statistical day.
Okay, over under Aaron Jones?
10.
15 carries. Over. I say over.
I'll say 10 is the over under, okay. And I'll say 10 is probably the number. So I'll say 10. So you say 15 over
15.
Under?
15.
Yeah, I'll say
He'll
under.
He'll be over 15.
I'll say under.
We're better double stack.
Under, and I bet you Jabal Williams ends up with as many carries as he does.
No, stop it.
They'll both end up with like 10 or 11 carries
again. If that's the case, you could have kept McCarthy. Don't get me all out of whack. So nothing's going to change.
Oh, yeah. He's going to start making his passes. That's what's going
to
change.
Aaron Jones is starting to get a little bit more carries.
Oh, that perspective. No, yeah. I don't think that's going to change. Rodgers will clearly look like Aaron Rodgers again. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something. If he don't, people are going to say he's on the other side.
Well, fine. That would be a lot easier to explain than all of a sudden you flipping a switch and looking like you're MVP Aaron again.
Well, yeah.
I'd rather deal with that off, dude. I got some stuff to work out this offseason. Yeah. I'll be good. Versus coming out and going, huh, McCarthy's fired. All of a sudden, you look like old Aaron Rodgers again.
Yeah.
What's that all about? Yeah. Oh, I figured some stuff out with Joe this week, and Joe got me all straightened out. You know, it's really all credit to Joe Philbin. I can totally hear that.
You know, every week I change who's the best quarterback in this division. This week, it's Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. It'll be Aaron Rodgers.
It was Chase Daniels if he could have pulled out a win.
It'll be Aaron Rodgers.
Can you imagine that?
It'll be Rodgers on Monday. You'll see.
It better be.
Wendy's Big Show served
That's
up
nice
hot and fresh.
Mandela tell us he has a new girlfriend.
Here on the fan.
I'm so happy for him.
He doesn't have a new girlfriend.
No.
He's had the same
She's
girlfriend.
She's probably listening right now. And now I'm going to get, my phone's going to start buzzing.
That
I'm not going to have anywhere to go tonight after work.
I've got more in common with his girlfriend than he does, probably.
That's true. That's 100% accurate.
She going to stay with him just to eat, Steve.
Oh, his dad can cook, y'all. He was telling us about Thanksgiving. He was telling us about Thanksgiving dinner, and his dad's cooked for us. His dad is amazing.
There was something else there, too. I can't remember.
What restaurant did your dad used to run?
Where do I start?
Okay, go ahead.
Because
there are people listening who may actually have been to know who your dad is.
I mean, he rolled
amazing.
Cafe Siciliano was a big one for a while.
Right.
Vinifera on Brady Street.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was a spot for
now
a while.
Now you all know who Anthony Mandel is. That's his daddy.
All restaurants that can't spell.
And then, you know, whatever. He worked. We had a deli for a while. But he, you know, I mean, he worked, you know, a couple of different places too, just as like an executive chef that weren't his place.
How are you so skinny if your dad can cook?
Because he was at work cooking, and so I was at home eating whatever, Pop-Tarts.
Hey, yo.
Ramen noodles.
Hey, Leroy. Leap 36 Restaurante. Yeah. Put his dad back to work. Put your name on the title.
I'm gonna put something
restaurant.
I can't spell or say.
You don't have to. Oh, I'll teach you how to spell restaurante.
What?
Restaurante.
Restaurante.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you say it. Leap 36. Leap 36 Restaurante, and it's all Italian.
That may be a little racist,
and
though.
Go. I'm telling you. Put it in that live block across from the arena, and away you go. Because back in the day, that used to be Two-Toe down there.
Yes,
and then it was Giovanni's.
Great location.
And they're both gone.
That's
so,
a great location.
Right. There's no Italian. Is there Italian food down there by the new arena?
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
I don't think
closest
so.
Closest place is probably Calderon Club.
Calderon Club is the closest, right.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Yeah.
Calderon Club is good.
I like that.
Yeah, I like Calderon Club.
Yeah,
there
I like, you know that.
I'm just telling you, man. Go in business with his dad, make a whole bunch of money.
No, he got to have some money, though.
Who, his dad?
Yeah.
You don't know
white people have good credit.
Yeah,
don't
you don't
know
about
the money. Black folks have money. See, we have cold cash.
You don't know the history of that family.
Yeah.
No.
They got money? Well, how the hell Mandela working in radio?
He's just bored. What else is he supposed to do, man? I mean, you can only roll around in your money so often before you're like, dude, that's enough.
Sometimes I say the dumbest stuff. Hey, Steve, I'm working with Cops and Kids, though, for the 2019. We're trying to put together an event. Cops and Kids.
Cops, Frozen Custard?
No, Cops, like police.
Oh,
Cops and
cops.
Kids.
Okay.
My godmother, Julia Witherspoon, she runs it, her and Becky and Kim and all these people. So I'm very excited. So I'll be people, please stay tuned for that. We're going to try to do a bowling event at some point this later this month. Cops and Kids. And I think their website is cops-in-kids.org for more information. Like literacy.
Nice.
You know, kids literacy, how cops and the community come together. And she put this together. They got a grant from the Green Bay Packers.
Good for them.
Yeah, yeah. She's fantastic. She works with my son who's special needs on the spectrum. And now he can read. Fantastic.
So I watched Meet the Peets last night, the Christmas show last night.
Every time I see a son,
really
their
good,
son,
man.
I cry.
Yeah, it's really good. It was another good, really good episode. Yeah. All right. Don't forget, Bucks Pistons side pick. It's a Pro Hoops postgame show after Bucks Pistons
get
tonight here on The Fan.
I want them free from Wendy's.
Big show tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The question on the table tomorrow, who is the bigger problem, Murphy or Aaron Rodgers? We'll discuss tomorrow here on The Fan. Toodles.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.